Islam tells that لا يظهر على غيبه أحدا إلا من ارتضى من الرسل. Allah does not share His knowledge of the future with anyone except of the chosen ones among the prophets. And He discloses the events of the future to them as He pleases, to what extent He pleases. That is all we know. So the fortune tellers are no prophets, and they are no scientists either. There are only two ways of making a prophecy which should be acceptable to a man of common sense. Either the prophecy should be based on a scientific system, or it must spring from a being, it must come from a being which has the knowledge of the future, direct knowledge of the future. That being is God. So those who believe in God, they have to accept this philosophy which is presented by Islam, that unless Allah Himself tells anybody of the future, nobody else can directly know the future. And also, this is true, the religious people believe in both these prophecies, scientific prophecies. That means that you read the signs of nature and predict that this is what is happening, this is what it will lead to. That is also a very sensible way of making a prediction. But in between the two, all is superstition. So far I have not come across a single person who could produce any evidence or establish scientific basis for fortune telling as it is understood nowadays.